So amidst all the sturm und drang about the discarded government documents and how it's all played out, what were the ethical dilemmas facing the individual who drilled into those chains and got into those filing cabinets? Simon Longstaff, an ethicist of considerable standing in Australia from the Ethics Centre, has joined us. Hello, Simon.
Good morning, Geraldine.
So we now know, according to the front page of The Australian and John Lyons, who's now used to work for The Australian, is now head of investigative reporting at the ABC, it was a bushy who went to the second-hand shop, found these documents, found these cheap filing cabinets for $10, sat there wondering about them, really, really thought, what does this represent? An apolitical man, we're told. Mm. And then contacted the man at the ABC in charge of freedom of information. How do you see the decisions that should have been going through his head?
Well, I sort of go back to our ordinary moral intuitions about things like that. And I'll start off with a pretty simple example. So you're walking down the street and you see a little old lady some way ahead. She stops, she fumbles, something falls to the ground. She moves on and you catch up to the spot where she was. And you look down and there is, a $50 note or something. And I think most people would say, oh, okay, the obvious thing to do in this case, particularly if she's still within range, is to go after her and say, look, excuse me, you dropped $50, here it is, it's yours. Now, that intuition could be qualified by a couple of things. You might say, well, if you turn up there and it's something which is obviously not hers and she has no right to, then you wouldn't be under the same kind of general obligation. Or if it revealed some deep wrongdoing that she was intending, you know, she may have some mischief in mind, then that iniquity, if you like, would cancel out any kind of obligation. So you take that general intuition and you say, well, all right, what do you do when you come across something you haven't sorted out? It's an accident. You know it's a windfall in some sense that has fallen into your hands. You know it's not yours. You know that it's somebody else's and that it's of value to them. Then ordinarily your intuition would be to say, I better get in touch with them to let them know I've found something of value and to return it to them rather than make some other use of it. And so that's where you start. And then you have to say, well, is there something very particular about this situation which says it sets aside those otherwise ordinary obligations? And the bushy obviously thought, well, maybe there's some, they're no longer of use to some, you know, to the government, or that this is something that there's some higher good that's going to be served in relation to its passing on to the ABC. But it's not immediately obvious to me that the information wasn't still of value to the government, that it wasn't still covered by a set of conventions properly put in place to allow cabinets to consider things in confidence, and that there wasn't a process that would otherwise have brought them to light under a properly regulated set of arrangements. So I think in the end, part of the concern was not just that suddenly it became newsworthy material, but there's this ethical question about whether they ended up in the right place.
So in other words, he could have thought, and we don't know who he is, and the ABC is quite obviously protecting his identity, he could have thought to himself, I will take these back to the authorities, which would have been actually Prime Minister and Cabinet, and it turns out he actually, he did ponder this, and if the reporting is right, he saw a gap between what he was seeing occur in the broader community and what he was reading in these papers. Very much, if anybody's gone to see The Post, the story of the Pentagon papers being leaked. So
he may have been appealing to a higher order good than his ordinary moral intuition had in this case, but he'd need to be fairly well convinced that that was genuinely the case.
Right.
Of course, one of the reasons why he may have come to the ABC is because he thought they'll know what it is that is here. In a sense, you know, he may have said, I don't really know what to make of these things. I mean, where do they go? And if I put them in their hands, they'll be able to tell me, is this something which ought to be returned, or is there something which is so revelatory in terms of public interest that it needs to be put into the public
space? So it could have been his judgment about his own inability to make
it. Could have been, yeah. He says, like, honestly, I know what my moral intuition is, but the facts of this are beyond my ability to discern. And so the obligation then transferred into the hands of the ABC to go through the same form of reasoning. Now, there's interesting, I discovered during the week a precedent for this. This isn't the first time it's happened in Australian history.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't tell you exactly where it was, but I can tell you what happened. Almost identically classified set of documents were fell out of the control of a government, an Australian government, and into the hands of a person. And in this case, the person actually returned them to the government, but in this case, not to the public servants who take proper charge and look after these things, but to the political head of this particular government. And the political head of this government would, if they had looked inside this trove of documents, have gained immeasurable political advantage, because there was a number of decades worth of information from political rivals and others in a hot button area of public policy. What happened here was, firstly, that the citizen who found them returned them, but even more interesting, the head, the political head of this government, did not look at them, and instead, against all instinct perhaps for political advantage, returned them to the public servant in charge of that area, and they remained sealed as they needed to be into the future. So,
my goodness.
This isn't just
that
a hypothetical
is quite
kind of
an
ethical.
Amazing
it
story.
Has actually happened, and it wasn't a journalist. It was a person whose every instinct from a political perspective might have been to secure advantage, but chose not to do so for ethical reasons.
And returned them to the full owners, the original, not the police, the owners.
No, not the police. To unopened, unread, to the public servants in charge of safeguarding those cabinet secrets.
Okay, so if any of us found, so it is that sort of whole question of being able to answer to yourself, if I'm hearing you correctly, that you are acting in a way that is certainly not for your own personal advantage, mm-hmm. I take it, but that you've wrestled with the implications of what you've found and thought about original ownership and public interest.
And also, importantly, that you've got to resist the very tempting demon to rationalise self-interest. to say, look, I'm sure there's someone in the ABC who loved the fact that suddenly they were disclosing these things and it was, front page and all the rest. That temptation, like the political temptation of that head of government, can be very seductive. And so you've got to really be quite strongly allowing the alternative view to inform your judgment before you allow potential self-interest to overrule.
Simon Longstaff, thank you very much indeed. I do appreciate that ability to think it through.
It's a pleasure.
Simon Longstaff from the Ethics Centre, and I do wonder what you think. Oh, dear, oh, dear. The text line, Saturday Extra, not buying it, Geraldine. These cabinet papers, story is nonsense, should have been handed back. ABC now carpet bombing all outlets with these excuses and justifications. ABC was wrong, should have handed back. It was wrong, and now muddying it more. We were trying to do that. We were trying to actually provide clarity. But thank you. And these documents belong to every Australian, though, by contrast. Another texter says, secrets are too many in this country, and it's in our interest to know the truth.